I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Here's another Cold War anniversary. Today marks 20 years since the start of the Velvet Revolution. It brought about the collapse of communism in Czechoslovakia. The country was once communist Europe's industrial powerhouse. One thing it produced was explosives, including the notorious plastic explosive Semtex. Semtex was created in a factory with the name Explosia, and it's still being made there. The BBC's Tim Ewell recently took a tour of the factory in a quiet industrial suburb in what's now the Czech Republic.
It's the long low building of the Explosia plant that produced and still produces Semtex. It's at the heart of this suburb, Semtín, and I'm going in now with Miroslav Štancl, who's responsible for research into explosives. This plant dates back to before the Second World War. But the overwhelming thing you notice, first of all, here is the smell. The whole air here reeks of gunpowder.
This Semtex is in the shape of bricks, about 2 kilograms in weight.
Of all these different types and colours of Semtex, which is the one that's made Semtex notorious? Which is the one that is used by terrorists?
H1H, it's this Semtex for Vietnam.
This is the one that went to Vietnam?
For Vietnam.
This is a block of rubbery-looking substance, orangey-brown in colour. You can kind of press it in with your fingers. It feels a bit like child's modelling clay. But this is the stuff that the IRA had, the stuff that the Libyans had, the stuff that the Vietnamese had.
It's the same.
The man who created Semtex is Stanislav Brebera. He's now 84 years old. Brebera says that in 1966, authorities came to the factory asking them to develop a plastic explosive like the one that the Americans were using in Vietnam.
They wanted it to have a big destructive power, mightier than TNT.
In August 1968, Russian tanks rolled into Prague as crowds protested that they'd only wanted humane socialism. It was the bitter end of the short period of liberalisation known as the Prague Spring. Stanislav Brebera actively supported reform, and he found himself politically out in the cold. He was expelled from the Communist Party and banned from the Semtex production area. But Stanislav Brebera still managed to keep up with what was happening with his invention. Czechoslovakia had been selling Semtex to the North Vietnamese, but after the Vietnam War ended, it found a new buyer.
Libya was the new customer, and that was the beginning of the history of Semtex as a material used by terrorists.
I have been following quite closely the details of the Pan Am 103 tragedy, and now that we know definitely that it was a bomb, we're going to make every effort we can to find out who was guilty.
That was then-President Ronald Reagan speaking about the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, in December 1988. At the time, Czechoslovakia was still a member of the Warsaw Pact, but Britain asked it for help in trying to identify the explosive used in the Lockerbie bombing. And so Czech authorities called on Semtex inventor Stanislav Brebera, even though he was still being punished for his role in the 1968 Prague Spring. Brebera went to Britain as part of a four-man Czech delegation. He says that before he left, he was thoroughly briefed by the secret police.
They told us how important the whole thing was, and they more or less instructed us. We shouldn't be talking freely if there wasn't enough empty space around us, at least 300 feet.
The Lockerbie bombing led to an international effort aimed at preventing explosives falling into the hands of terrorists. That cooperation accelerated with the fall of communism in Eastern Europe. It may seem strange to talk about Semtex on a day when the Czech Republic is celebrating the Velvet Revolution, but in the end, Semtex may wind up being among Czech communism's lasting legacies. For The World, I'm Tim Hewell, Semtín, the Czech Republic.